Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Filling in today until noon or so, Julie Brightup. Check her workout at the Kansas City Moms blog. You can Google it, find it on Facebook, former producer over at Channel 5, and it is our salute to moms. Feel free to answer this question. We'd love to hear from you. 576-7798 or text in 22980. What is the best part about being a mom? It's also up on Facebook and Twitter for you to answer. I have no idea the answer to this, Julie, because I am a dad, not a mother. It's a little bit different. You have two daughters.
Yep.
What is the best part about being a mom?
Well, I just retweeted the tweet and answered that I get to eat a lot of macaroni and cheese.
That's not a bad answer.
But really, I think the best thing for me about being a mom is you just kind of get to relive these, like the holidays with Santa Claus and all of that. And you just get to relive all these moments and see them get so excited about things. And so to me, I think that's the coolest part about being a mom.
And
macaroni and cheese.
And mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be a mom when you were younger? I mean, growing up? Because some people, like, I didn't know if I was going to be a dad till about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so I was not one of those people who, I have an older brother. And so I very much grew up a tomboy. And so I had Barbie dolls. But as my mom will tell you, I used to, like, take their heads off and like I just do.
That's
kinds
a
of,
little strange, Julie.
I know. Maybe I shouldn't admit that.
I think I should
it's
have
like
known
a therapy
that.
Session.
I should have known that before I invited you in here. As a matter
I know.
Of
I
fact.
Don't really put that down on my resume. But anyway, I was just not really one that had like a lot of baby dolls or anything like that. And even when I was in high school and college, I have always liked kids, but it was never kind of my number one. Like, yes, I have to be a mom.
Like that was in the plan. Like college, marriage, kids,
no.
retire.
I mean, I think there was one time when I was like, oh, I'm sure that I'll be married by the age of 25 with two kids.
How'd that go?
And not well. No, not well. And I'm really glad for me that it didn't. I mean, I just like was not, I was not ready. So I was, I guess what you would call like a, you know, a old mom. That's probably not the proper way, but I kind of am an old mom.
Lee's 38. And they said that. And this one, I mean, even the last one when we were born, when Britton was born, she's a geriatric pregnancy.
Yes, I know. That's what I was geriatric.
Were
and
you
like,
37,
seriously?
38?
Yes. So I'm like, really?
And it can work.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, yeah. And, but yeah, so I definitely was kind of ended up being, you know, career first. And then I kind of came into marriage and kids. But I'm a little bit more, I think, well prepared, and I don't feel like I missed anything. I had a really good time in college in my 20s.
Oh yeah, my 20s were amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, I definitely didn't miss anything.
I remember at least 2/3 of them.
Right.
Text in 22980 or give us a call 576-7798. What is the best part about being a mom? Whether you're a new mom, whether you've got a 5 to 6 year old, whether you set your kids. Left the nest years ago. 576-7798. Text in 22980.
Oh, I have a friend, Courtney Lewis, a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
She wrote in that naps and Mother's Day discounts.
I didn't even know there were Mother's Day discounts.
There are.
Well, it's called you get taken out to brunch.
Right.
Is what
but
it
it's
is.
Also called with the kids.
Yeah.
That's a whole debate we probably shouldn't get into.
We can do that.
People don't want to spend Mother's Day with their kids.
Rebecca Crockett from our news department. You're a mother of two.
I am.
And you have made, the day before, you couldn't stop laughing at me when you found out I was having twins.
Yeah, that's only because I didn't want to say anything that would be discouraging. So I just smiled and laughed.
What are the ages of your kids?
I have an 18-year-old son.
Okay.
And I have a 14-year-old daughter.
What's the best part about being a mom?
Well, I love that they're teenagers. I wasn't the best baby mom. And so I love...
So this is why you're making fun of my twins that are coming.
Yeah. I love having teenagers and I love hanging out with them and going shopping. And I love that we can all watch movies that we like. You know, I'm not like just sitting there with them while they're watching a movie they love. We get to like hang out together. And my son, when he's dating somebody, I love giving him relationship advice.
Does he love getting mom's relationship advice?
He does. We go for walks like almost every night together, and we just talk about stuff. And he asks my advice, and sometimes he actually takes it, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, see, I'm terrified of my girls getting to be teenagers because I'm just not going to allow them to date. I don't think I can deal with it.
Right?
Unless they'll let me go with them. But I get that. I'm looking forward to, for whatever reason, my kids won't sit and watch movies unless we're at the movies. And so I am looking forward to being able to be lazy on the couch and just watch a movie. But my three-year-old can't handle life most of the time. So she always has to be up and doing something or demanding us to get her chocolate milk or something.
Well, I mean, and that may, hopefully by the time they're 15 and 16, you're not getting them the chocolate milk
like you are right now at their age.
Rebecca, did you always want to be a mom growing up?
Growing up, I always wanted to be a mom. And then I became a mom earlier than I thought I was going to be. I was 21 when I found out that I was pregnant, and my husband and I were going to wait 5 years. I got married when I was 19. And the plan was wait 5 years to have kids, and it was like 6 months. Found out I was pregnant, and so I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a mom. But I was excited about it. And then after I had my first child, I was like, you know, I don't know that I'm cut out for this mom thing. Like, I'm a lot more selfish than I thought I was and really, really like my alone time, and I wasn't getting that. So I thought, you know, I'm okay with just one child, but I felt bad that he would be an only child, so we had two. And knew we were done at two.
You don't want to try again? I mean,
no.
Twins could be in your future.
Oh, my gosh. Nope.
So when, and we have to get to the news here. If you can stick around, Rebecca, we'd love to have this conversation because you and Julie can provide, you know, things that I obviously have no perspective on, not being a mother. When did you know you were done? Would you have more? What would keep you from having more? Those are the kinds of things. And feel free to join us. A lot of great text messages are coming in on the text line at 22980. And you can dial us up if you want to at 576-7798. Salute to Mom's Day here on Midday. Julie Brightup, formerly of KCTV5. She now works with the city of Shawnee. And you can Google or Facebook her Kansas City Moms blog. Check that out. And if you have a story you want to throw up on Twitter or on Facebook, love to see those pictures. A lot of pictures coming in, too, as well, of either moms that are listening or will you put up a picture of your mom. We'll take it all here on our Salute to Moms Day. We'll get back to this mom thing in a moment, but we have to talk about what you just heard in the traffic. There are pig guts all over the freeway. This from our friends at 9. At least three lanes of the westbound Interstate 670 past Highway 71 are closed after a tractor trailer lost its load and spilled its content. And according to MoDOT, the load appears to be pig intestines.
Okay, were they pig intestines before or did they come out of pigs? There's a big difference there.
There is a real close-up picture on KMBC.com right now, so you can be the judge.
I'll put this up on social media for you.
Yikes.
I mean, this is everywhere. One person that drove past the scene told Channel 9, there's animal guts spilling out of a tractor trailer downtown Kansas City. It stinks so bad. I almost threw up in my car. It's all over the highway. Barf.
I'm that almost smell, throwing up though. Just thinking about it.
Another passerby said the scene the scene contained more guts than entire pigs. So if you can safely tweet us a photo of this, do it, please, at KMBZ Radio.
Yeah, not to me.
MoDOT said the backup is pretty extensive because of the spill, but road crews have almost entirely cleared the roadway. So you're able to get by, I'm guessing, but it will not be totally cleaned up. MoDOT saying until noon, something along those lines. Pig guts all over the freeway. Never a dull day on that side of the glass, huh, Rebecca?
Oh, my gosh.
Never a dull day. Julie Brightup is with us, formerly of KCTV5. Check out her work now at the Kansas City Moms blog. Facebook it or Google it. We're talking about moms. It is a salute to Moms Day because a month ago we did salute to dads. And I told you when Jamie took her next vacation that there would be a salute to moms. And that's what we're talking about. The best part of being a mom. Julie, you have two kids. Rebecca, you have two kids. You're both moms. Julie, when did you know you're like, all right, we're good at two? Was that the goal?
Sure about
oh, you're
that.
Still not yeah. done. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good like, well, you. If I'm going to be geriatric, I might be real geriatric.
Go for broke.
No, I would say that we are probably 90% sure that we're done, but we have two girls, and I just there's that thought that there you know might be a boy.
Let me tell
somehow.
You what happens when
but
you're
then
not
there's
totally.
Probably not.
Let me tell you what happens by the way when you're like, ah, we'll just see what happens. You have twins.
Yeah, that's I know. What that's happens. That's what scares me as well. But you know, we are finally getting to a point where, well, first of all, so Reese and you know, God love her and thank God she's really cute because she's just
and
which, like
how old is she? Six?
She's three.
Three.
Yeah.
Three,
so
okay.
she's just a little bit of a hot mess. I mean, she I think means well. I don't know. She's three. Who knows what she means?
She's
but
three-year-old.
But she definitely gives us a run for our money, and so I would say that probably pushed the needle closer to being done. But then you know, I don't know. I've often said if I could have a baby and they were one, I would have like five. But the baby stages, as you know, it's challenging. It's pretty hard.
Rebecca, would you agree? Was the baby stage challenging?
Yes, but I'm also not a baby mom. My sister was completely different because she loves the little ones.
Yeah, see, I have friends like that who love the baby stage, and I'm like, I mean, they're okay when they're not crying and you can hold them, but then when they start crying for no reason, like for 2 hours on end, I just, it's like, it's a little much
they
for me.
They look cute, and the clothes are fun.
Yeah, true. Not always fun to change them, though, because they're like, I always feel like you're going to hurt something. I don't know. There's a lot with babies, diapers, all of that.
We haven't had the crying for 2 hours for no reason.
Oh,
yet.
I really? Well, for whatever reason, I had it a lot.
No, Britton's been real. I mean, I don't have anything to base it on.
I mean, that's amazing.
But I mean, when she was first born and we first took her home, yeah, she would cry, but it was like, you walk around with her for 10 minutes and she would stop.
Oh,
we
I have not had that experience.
No, we haven't had the 2 hours, no reason, no whatsoever.
Yeah. Well,
feeder
changer,
and it still doesn't matter. That hasn't happened yet.
And if it hasn't happened yet, you're probably getting to be in the clear.
We got two more that are coming out of
well,
the gate
I know.
Soon.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
still a chance.
Yeah, there's still a chance. No, but I had to have it like coming to Jesus with my mom. I was like, what am I doing wrong? And she's like, well, babies just cry for no reason for sometimes, you know, and I thought, well, that's horrible. And, but yeah, that happened. I don't like hearing babies or kids crying.
Rebecca, when did you know you were done?
Okay. I knew I was done when I was pregnant with the second one and sent my husband to go get a vasectomy, and the doctor refused. And he said, you know, you need to wait until she is 6 months old. And then when she was 6 months old, he went back and got one, and we made it official.
Why did the doctor say until the baby was 6 months old?
Because he wanted to make sure everything was okay. Like, she was born healthy, and then we wouldn't, you know, because if something happened and then we regretted, like, well, we still want another child, and mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, because when Lee goes into labor with the twins,
uh-huh.
God, I can't believe I'm saying that. She's going to turn left to the birth center. I'm going to go right to the SNP center.
That's a good idea.
And we're going to do that immediately, and get that done. What was the hardest part? What's the hardest part? Because your kids are younger than Rebecca's.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, what is the hardest part about being a mom?
I think there are a lot of hard parts, quite honestly.
Okay.
I think my issue has been, and now I'm kind of, but I'm pretty much an open book, but a lot of people are not. And so I think I was like, oh my gosh, are my kids just really crazy? Or like, am I the only one having problems with this or that? And I think that people are not always honest about like how difficult it is, because they want to just be like, oh yeah, I have babies and it's super easy and there's never any problem. Mm-mm. And like, that's to me is just, I have a hard time with people like that. Because it's just a little frustrating to be, it just doesn't feel like everybody's being honest about it. So I found like a good group of people who are very honest about it and who I can like text at 3 a.m. and be like, why is this kid crying for 2 hours? What do I do? And like, you know, will give me advice on weird things to try. But I would say, as Rebecca was kind of saying, I don't know if it came with me like having kids later in my life, but I got, you know, my husband and I got really used to doing whatever we wanted to do, like going to concerts or taking trips to Vegas or whatever. We were, you know, dual income, like we had a lot of freedom. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's not happening. And you have to work around the nap time, and you have to like, or you don't have to, but you know, if you're breastfeeding, like that's really difficult to deal with at work. And so to me, there are like a lot of have hard parts. I feel like now at 6 and 3, we're getting to where it's easier. Like they can walk. You know, I mean, that's a whole thing, like lugging around the car seat and trying to go shopping and stuff. But we're at a stage where it's definitely getting easier. But I think there's I don't know that I can point to the hardest thing, because I think every day I'm like, oh yeah, this is hard too. But I would say like checking myself and realizing that oh hey, like this is not just your world that you're living in. Like you've got you know, you have to raise these kids to be like decent human beings.
That was the most difficult thing as a guy who I was really good at partying.
Yeah,
really good at partying.
We're still pretty darn good at it.
I'm not any good at it anymore. I went for a bachelor party weekend a week and a half ago. I'm still exhausted. Rebecca, hardest part about raising two kids?
I would say it's watching your kids struggle, particularly with self-confidence. They're junior high years where they're just really awkward and they're not kids anymore, but they're not adults. And you want to tell them, you know, it's going to be okay, but there's no convincing them at that point it's going to be okay. And so it's just walking them through a really hard time and pain and continuing to encourage them. And man, that one is tough. I just wish I could give them my mom glasses and they could see themselves the way I see them. But you just have to get them through.
And your kids are 18 and 14 and kind of, I don't want to say they missed the social media age, because they kind of came up in the social media age. How hard is that? Because your kids aren't in it yet. They don't know what Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and whatever else kids are doing. But Rebecca, your kids in the last 10 years have grown up from 4 to 14 and 8 to 18, kind of in the middle of all this.
Yeah, and my son, actually, he missed a large part of it in his earlier years. So he didn't get a cell phone until he was a sophomore in high school.
Good for you.
Yeah, double that.
Well,
yeah,
I like that idea. My daughter ended up getting a smartphone in junior high. Well, and so
that's longer than a lot of people do. I mean, we know people who give their kids cell phones
at eight and nine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Now my son is all over the social media, but it hasn't affected him the way it's affected my daughter, because my daughter is on all social media platforms. She is wrapped up in it all the time. And so we have to set a lot of parameters with her because she's not able to regulate that herself. And so that's the biggest battle, is teaching her, like, this is what's affecting you, or reading these comments, or because she starts these fan pages and she does these things called edits where she's like crazy about this one guy who's, I don't think that he has any talents besides being attractive. And so she just makes like edits of him all the time. And she's got this fan page for him. And then people like make comments about her because her image is on there. And then that hurts her self-confidence. So, I mean, there's this whole new lesson that we have to teach with her that we didn't have to do with my son.
How? So there's a boy that she likes that has no discernible talent, but he's really attractive.
Yeah, I think that's basically it.
No one ever said that about me, ever. No one has ever said that about me. How are you preparing, Julie, with your, I mean, your kids, I mean, the six-year-old is of not quickly, but will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is definitely something that I think about all the time. And, you know, I think that, gosh, especially when they're young, it's easy to give them the phone and let them watch YouTube Kids or do one of the kid apps or whatever. And, you know, even now, so she just finished kindergarten and will be in first grade. But even as part of the school curriculum, like there's this app that they want parents to install, and then they're supposed to do an hour on this app. So I'm like, gosh, you know, here I am telling my kids they can't have the phone during the week. And then but then the school's saying, no, you need to do 60 minutes. So it's just interesting to have that balance. But I will say, I mean, we at one time with Mia, with our oldest, and it was my fault, but I would fall into a thing where I was trying to get some stuff done and she was being crazy or whatever. And so I would give her the phone and let her watch it. But then we noticed that, I mean, truly, like they turn into jerks when they're watching it. I mean, they really do. Like they get zoned out. They get angry if you try to take it from them. And so, I mean, we had a real like hard stop about, okay, like they have too much access to watching YouTube Kids or whatever it was. And like they should be playing and using their imagination and playing with magnet tiles or blocks or whatever, and not, you know, constantly be asking us for the phone. So we, I mean, really Monday through Friday, they just rarely have it. I mean, unless it's some sort of special situation, but rarely have it. And then sometimes on the weekends, we do let them have it for a while. But I mean, you know, they would be on it for hours if we let them. And so it's constantly something I'm thinking about. But the whole social media thing, it scares me, especially with being a mom of girls and just knowing how, I mean, you know, it's hard enough being a girl like through middle school and high school and everybody commenting on everything in person, you know, before even social media. So the fact that now it seems like there's no shut off anymore. And so it's like, you know, even if you're having a hard time at school, well, you can continue to have a hard time at home because there's social media and people have access to you all the time. So I think we're going to be on the strict side of not allowing any sort of
social media.
Tell me
how that goes, by the way, because everyone always says, and Rebecca, maybe you can allude to this after, get in on this after the break. But everyone says, "Oh, I've been the one that says I'm going to be the strict one, and yep. I have enforced nothing.
Yeah,
I will not enforce anything with Britain when she bats her eyes at me. I'm like, ah, melt in my heart." Julie Brightup is in studio here. You can check out the blog. Go to Kansas City Moms Blog. It's on Facebook. Google it. It's easy to find. It is our salute to moms. Coming up, also, we're going to find out the advice that these two were given on how to be a mom. If mom gave any advice that they passed down, you can jump in the conversation. Best part about being a mom, hardest part about being a mom, 576-7798, or give us a text at 22980. I'll be joined in studio next hour. Not next hour, I'm sorry. Coming up after the 12 o'clock news by Amy Anderson of Channel 5. Julie Brightup in studio right now, former producer over at 5 and currently does a number of things, including writes for the Kansas City Moms blog. It is our salute to moms. We are getting a lot of text messages coming in. And you can text in right now, 22980, about the hardest part or the best part about being a mom. As Julie is a mother of two. Amy has kids. She's coming in a little bit later. Rebecca Crockett from our news department is here as well. She is a mother of two. Julie, what kind of advice did your mom give you about being a mom? What was the best stuff that got passed down to you, if anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of it. I mean, I call my mom every day, which some people think is a little insane, but I usually...
I wish I did. I text her this morning.
Yeah. Oh, well, so yeah. My mom has a flip phone, so they don't really get text messages. The answering machine works sometimes, not all the times. But anyway, so I still go to my mom daily for advice. You know, she's gone from, or is not only my mom, but, you know, also my best friend. And so there, I am constantly asking her for advice. Like there are times when I think, there's times in parenting when you really feel like you're nailing it. And then mm-hmm. there are times when you really feel like, oh my gosh, how do I have a kid and what the heck do I do with it? And so, but yeah, I would say my mom is kind of always there and I'm always asking her for advice and definitely always telling her if it seems like I'm going down a wrong path or doing something that you have questions about, like I just want her to tell me so I can, you know, knock it out early. But I would say, you know, probably some of the best advice that she has given me is to, personally, is to make sure that I treat everyone the same. And so that's a pretty important lesson for me to teach my kids and also about just having respect for other people. So little things, which sounds so kind of stupid now, but like
we should have learned that when we were seven.
Yeah. But like saying mm-hmm. please and thank you. And, my 3-year-old Reese the Beast doesn't quite have that down yet. But I mean, like every day I make them do girl power talks and we go over that they need to be saying please and thank you. And so it's a kind of a real sticking point with me. And I'm sure it's because it was with my parents with me. And so also not giving up, not quitting, something that my, you know, dad has always been, you know, really has ingrained in us is, you know, you have to work hard to get where you want to be. And so I think those things are definitely main points with me. Just like, I mean, basic manners can really get you a long ways and really treating everybody with respect and having kind of empathy for people and understanding what they're going through and just taking the time to get to know people.
There are a lot of people that aren't moms that need to learn that I know of.
Yeah. I mean, a simple, you know, please and thank you can get you a long ways.
Rebecca. Your mom, what'd she pass down to you? What do you remember?
Okay, my mom was a nurse growing up. And so one of the things that she taught me was not to freak out about anything. Just stay calm. You know, there's lots of blood, the kids are screaming, or even if they've just made a mistake, to stay calm and not freak out. As they've gotten older and the more shocking the things are that they tell me, I've learned to not panic at all.
Like you what? Know, give me an example. What's something that's shocking your 14-year-old daughter told you?
Something my 14-year-old daughter told me. That a boy asked for a picture of her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All
right.
Don't give me that kid's name. That. I'm going to his house right now.
Yeah, so those are the things that I stay calm when they're telling me, and I may be screaming in my head.
Get
but
ready,
to them,
Julie.
Yeah,
that
sitting
scares
quiet
me.
And I am listening, and then I'm just talking with them. And my girl is different than my boy. My girl, we will have conversations face-to-face, and we will be doing our nails or going shopping or whatever. But with my son, it has to be in a car or taking a walk because he doesn't want to look at me face-to-face when we're talking, and so I can get a lot more out of him when we're side-by-side.
You may want to teach him about eye contact in the real world. Like when he goes for a job interview, he can't look down. He's like, okay, Mr. Johnson, I'm really good for this job. Rebecca, thanks for hanging out. I know you have other work to do, but we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You're still going to be around here, so I'm not going to thank you for being here. As the dad of a girl who is 5 months old, that story terrifies me.
Same.
You have two daughters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm terrified about
everything.
Kind of middle school because, you know, that's such like an awkward phase and it's just weird. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, high school kind of really scares me as well because I hear about some things that high schoolers are doing. And I had a different experience because I grew up in a really small town, very small school. Like our graduating class had about 70 people.
Oh.
Yeah. And so for us, it was like we couldn't really get I couldn't really get away with anything because everybody knows everybody. So if I was caught doing something, they would call Kathy and Chuck Kellogg and I would be in major trouble. And
who would get you in more trouble, Kathy or Chuck? Who would be a worse scenario?
I was scared of both of them. Quite honestly, like I was a big, and I still am. I have a lot. I always say that I have like a huge guilt factor. So I don't ever want to disappoint kind of anybody, but I really don't want to disappoint my parents. Mm-hmm. And so if I ever felt like they were disappointed in me, that was all I needed.
We're going to take a bit of a break from talking all about things that are all things mom coming up on the other side. But keep your text messages coming in. It's up on Facebook as well. A lot of good stuff. We really do appreciate everybody getting in here on our Salute to Moms.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.